We're here in the Emerald City of Seattle. Unfortunately, one of this relationships seems not to have worked out because one was a henchman and the other made too much eye contact.
Love is blind.
It was a first, Vanessa Lachey.
It was a first, Vanessa Lachey.
Two people called it.
Yeah.
Literally called it.
Literally called it. Just said, see you later. I'm out of here.
This isn't working.
I've got to go eat chicken fingers with the woman I dumped because of you. Kansas Love is Blind.
I got to say.
We're together, too.
You know, I'm going to pause it for a second because I'm not going to say that yet. I'll say it later on.
Grab your Love is Blind goblet and you're going to cheers.
It's way over there.
Well, get it. Get up and get it. Sissy gave us a Love is Blind. We're finally together.
Cheers. Ow. Cheers.
Oh, it sounds like a priest. Like a wishbowl.
Ooh. Riveting.
Give me some dicky dicky dick.
Riveting.
Anyway, thank you, Sissy Candace.
Thank you, Sissy Candace.
Sometimes in life, like in this episode title, I think to myself when I sit on this couch, I made a mistake.
I've made a mistake.
I'm kidding. I did not. This is episode 6 of Love is Blind. That means you watch those first 5, and now you're ready for more, you slut.
You're in for round 2.
You gaping slut.
I will say, we're now, these next few episodes are just going to edge us along. We're getting edged like dun dun by that boop, by that boop, same boop. Netflix sound. Dun dun.
Because these are 6 and 7 normally.
Yeah, 6 and 7 are edging episodes. 8 is usually a big reveal.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now. Not a ton of bombshells are dropped, but we are starting to kind of make decisions about how compatible some of these people are.
Yes.
So, 2 announcements. We were on Kate Casey.
We were on Kate Casey talking about Love is Blind. Yeah. And also, y'all, they wanted to, we were going to try to do a collab, but it's our schedule. We weren't. So we just, if you want more Love is Blind content, we want to.
Bad TV.
We want to pimp out another Below Deck podcast.
But they do, it's Bad TV.
Oh, it's called Bad TV. Yes, yeah. Yes. So, Dylan and Patrick, wherever you listen to podcasts, I don't think they're even on subscription. I think they're on their free feed.
Yeah, they are.
You can listen to their episodes. We love them. They're hilarious. We're hoping to do something
later. It's two straight guys. So if you're saying enough of this faggotry.
They're like, yeah, you want straight men just reading someone for filth. They'll do it.
They're kind of gay straight men, too, because they're bitchy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's in my dreams.
No, I get it. It's just hard to tell with straight men. Like, I don't know if she listens to this, but Armand Jordana, she was posted on Instagram. And, you know, have you seen videos or pictures of her husband, who's a doctor? He's very handsome.
He's cute.
But he was talking and, like, doing a little Instagram thing. And I was like, straight men act so gay sometimes.
They do.
I don't know how to tell anymore.
Especially these days.
I know.
Butch it up, straight men. I don't want to say that,
don't
actually.
Don't do that.
I don't want to create that binary.
No, you don't.
There are some times where, especially on stage, I've had to tell some straight actors, especially because they're actors, I'm like, how do you appear so gay on stage? I know you're a straight man.
Like Paige Davis's husband.
Patrick Page. The fact that she married a man whose last name is Page. He's not gay in Hadestown.
No.
He's talking like this. But he was Lumiere.
Yeah. I know. He's great.
Basically,
but her name is Page. That would be like somebody you married, someone whose last name was.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
James, and your name was Jake James, which sounds like a porn actor.
Does.
Don't get ideas.
Ooh. Y'all, it's leaving day for Mexico. We're all filming on her phones.
Mm-hmm.
Zach and Irina are notably absent.
They're absent. Why did they call Seattle the Emerald City? Because it's just so green?
I guess. I don't know that. I do not know.
Did they mine emerald there?
Probably not.
I don't know. Well, there's volcanoes up in Washington, so maybe there's like volcanic emerald rock.
I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Because it's Mount St. Helens. Is it in Washington's or Oregon?
It is in Mount. It is in Washington, yes. Yeah. Yes. I don't think Mount St. Helens had anything to do with emeralds.
Oh, well, maybe
too soon. Anyway, as Vanessa Lachey croakingly told us,
yes,
one couple has not worked out. And Irina says, and I don't know really how to take this. If in a few weeks, like, Zach is still in my mind, I'll reach out. I was just so uncomfortable with him physically. And I'm like, what do you think's going to turn around?
What's going to turn around? What I wanted to say, like, if in a few weeks the producers aren't calling me to yes. film segments, I'm going to reach back out.
Yes, I agree.
That's what I got from that.
She's reprehensible.
Now, what's interesting is, y'all, they filmed this all before the social media outrage.
Yep.
But Jake said before we started, he said, boy, Mike is trying to get that redemption edit. And I said, but she didn't know she needed redemption.
Unless
she realized she shit the bed.
I think it's part of that. I also think that her energy calmed down a lot when she wasn't competing with other women.
Ah, that is dead on.
Yeah, I think
even a blind pig bottom finds a dick.
Do what we can sniff it out. Do what like truffles. Do I think that it's going to be smooth sailing for her and Paul? I do not. She's a tough one to figure out.
She is. I should say that we just because of our schedule, we are doing episode 7 after this as well. So I would say watch episode 6 and 7.
To make sure we don't
spoil anything.
Because
we're not great. So make sure you watch both of those before you
I would stop and watch 7. First of all, what are you doing? Because you should have watched episode 8 by now.
You should have just gone through, just rammed
right. Don't you know how to do this?
We should just say that. If you haven't watched them all, you're doing it wrong.
I agree. I totally agree. Some people watch. Some people watch the episode and then go right to us.
Why?
I don't know.
I could not do that.
I don't know.
At the end of episode 7, I had to watch the first 5 minutes of episode 8.
I know. I'm still a little surprised when people tell me they listen to us.
That I'm always surprised at.
Yeah. I'm always like, why? Why?
Why would you?
So, I need to say this.
And Darla said hi, by the way. Forgot. She just texted
Thank you.
Me.
Maybe we could do the pleasantries off the air.
Well, she just had a hip surgery. So she's saying hi.
Again.
So that way.
Okay. Maybe. Not necessary. I need to say these apartments they're in are the nicest I think we've seen.
They're cute.
And there's like green spaces. Remember that awful first ones in Atlanta that looked, that was just like cookie cutter, cold.
They were terrible.
The Chicago space was kind of nice.
I think I'm also combining the ones from, why can I never remember that show? Ultimatum.
Ultimatum. Oh, that was the worst.
They were terrible.
The Ultimatum.
Dallas
yes.
was just blah.
Yeah. This is my favorite set of apartments.
I think so,
they
too.
They have a little character. It doesn't feel ultra-modern, too, why everything's cold.
Cute. Seattle's a very pretty city.
I love Seattle.
We were there very briefly.
Yeah.
Have you been there before, though?
I was there for like 2 days one time. What?
One of those trips, was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Benefactor.
I love the Pacific Northwest. The only problem is it never stops raining.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where is the next Love is Blind? Do we know?
Someone said they were filming in Charlotte.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
We're going to get Southern girls who talk like this.
I can't wait.
And hot Southern boys.
I can't wait till there's like 20 seasons of Love is Blind until they're like, Love is Blind.
Temecula.
Des Moines. Temecula.
Des Moines. Fuck that. Have you ever been there?
No.
There's nothing that goes on.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Des Moines cities, sissies. There's nothing that goes on.
Have they done Tampa yet?
No, they'll definitely do
Tampa. I feel like that'll be a good one.
Just full of sluts.
Miami will be good, too. It'll
you
be
might,
so
you
hot.
Might have some gays who slip in there just to be on the
yeah,
show.
Just to be, Miami would be good because Miami's a very... they're kind of like the Mecca of West South. It's a very... just beauty-driven city.
Which is the exact opposite of the show.
Yeah, so yeah. Having people, though, that don't know what the other person looks like. Anyway.
So Zach and Bliss's date, they kind of finish it up. And I like when she just asks, so how was your trip and how's your fiancé? And he's like, blink, no blink, not blinking. Now, he's like, one thing I wrote here is, so... We didn't get a reaction to how they saw each other physically.
Yeah, she just
we
walked in.
We didn't get that.
Why didn't they build a wall in the middle of this restaurant? Production fail.
We're going to have you bring her a plate of pasta.
It's not your waiter. It's your
Zach.
It's your... Oh, what did I just knock
You're
off?
Just knocking shit off of my apartment. Stop flailing. So... I said I definitely missed a reaction.
I did too.
And she basically, Zach's like, well, she kind of treated me like shit. We slept on opposite sides of the bed. There was zero affection. I was over her on day two. How's your chicken parm?
You're going to eat that?
Yes.
He even said, I knew when I told you no one walked out of the room, I'd done the wrong thing.
Yeah. I will say this. It would be different, I think, had they not spent so much time with each other in the pods and getting to know each other. I would, if I was her, I would have said, go fuck yourself. But she obviously has feelings for this person.
No, she doesn't have feelings. She's in love with him.
I know.
And you can see that in episode 7, but
and
she's
think,
in love
I
with
think
him.
He was in love with her, too.
I mean... It brings up on Love is Blind.
Can you there
can
be two
you
people?
Be in love with two people that same?
Yeah, I'm mean, in
you,
love with like four people right now.
Live your life by that. But we're about to start. I just started watching Seeking Brother Husband, and that's about polyamory and poly. What do they call it?
I haven't watched yet.
Oh, okay.
Not polygamy.
There's a term polygamy, and then there's a term specifically for when there's a woman dating other men. I never heard that term before.
Okay, I haven't watched yet.
So, because really, when you think about it, when...
Polygyny? Probably not. I was thinking gyne.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Polygyny? I shouldn't brought up etymology to you, because now
your
brain's
spinning. I'm thinking about it. Now I'm thinking about it. So, y'all, she basically says, he was talking about the birthday and the cupcakes, how sweet it was.
Polyandry.
Oh, okay.
I looked at my notes. Sorry.
And Bliss says, yeah, I shouldn't even worry. He might not even be cute. And Zach says, surprise, I'm not. I will say, he's grown on me. I think he's, I would have never said this. His cluelessness, he's kind of adorable to me.
There's only something that makes me pause.
Yeah.
I feel like. If you're lying about some things, you're lying about a lot of things. Meaning, and I know it seems silly, but y'all, we've gotten your messages. We know This is the first time we've been able to address on the
podcast. Oh, yes.
The song was not made up.
No.
He stole the song from
a group named Ludo.
Band. It's called like Sarah's song.
Song for Sarah. Like that.
So he completely made up and then lied and said, I wrote this song for you.
That's true.
So that now, just gives me skis vibes.
I totally agree. I'm not going to go out of my way to defend this, but it could be. He said, I want to sing a song for you. And the producer said, say you wrote the song.
Maybe.
Again, I don't want to spend, don't go, I don't want to go out of my way.
Uh-oh, you're starting to defend him. You're liking Zach and his crazy hair.
There's something about him that is weird, creepy, and endearing to me. Even the constant eye contact.
He even asked her, he's like, do you have a problem with my eye contact? And she's like, no, what do you mean? He's like, well.
The fact that I stare through you, like one of those magic eye things.
Yeah.
I agree,
though. Something is a little more redeeming. But
there's something about him that feels like it's guileless with him. Like, he says stuff that he shouldn't. It's the exact opposite of someone like Kwame, who I feel like is choosing his words extremely carefully.
Yeah, the whole time.
Yeah. But I think if you think about Kwame over here, and who is extremely put together.
I trust Zach more than I do Kwame.
Me too. But there's something about Zach, the kind of bumbling, the awkwardness it's a hard thing to fake.
You're starting to get a crush on him.
You know, a little.
He has like a Ferris Bueller type of like quality.
People
about
are
him.
Saying he's the next property brother.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the biggest joke. That's and biggest. It's very accurate.
Well, they're probably tired of fucking each other. They probably want a third.
You can only take so many baths with your twin brother, y'all.
Unless you're on a TLC show.
Yeah.
Why don't they have extreme brothers?
Ooh, yikes.
Can you imagine a brother who sticks his hand up his other brother's butt or something like that?
I don't think that's going to be a show. I'm pretty sure that's not going to be a show.
I don't want it to be a show.
So
I'm not into that.
Y'all, Bliss, even though she still wanted to give him a hard time because she is hurt.
She's told him, she said, you're backtracking.
You can tell she's really still into him.
Oh.
She wouldn't be there if she wasn't.
No.
And I really like her, too. I really like Bliss.
I love Bliss. And she even says, like, he's like, did you imagine me normal? They're talking about the way they imagine what. He's like, I thought you were nerdy. You sounded like a nerd. You don't look
like a nerd.
Because
that's my type.
You're beautiful.
It's like, your voice doesn't match. And it's weird because Arena said that to Zach because... Or Paul said that, or Micah said that about Paul, but it usually means they thought they had a more attractive person. I think Zach thought he had a less attractive person than Bliss.
Yeah.
And we said this from the beginning. We think that the only reason Zach did not pick Bliss is he didn't think he was good enough for her.
We did say that.
Yeah. And he was commenting on someone's Instagram feed. He corroborated that.
Mm.
He said, at that point... My mind was, I was so overwhelmed by who Bliss was, and I've had problems with insecurity.
Look, do I think that what he did was unforgivable? I do not. It's not like he cheated on her.
Yeah.
I don't think he did anything like, nothing that was nefarious or that was meant to, it was that they're on this show where people have to choose, this show wants love triangles.
Yeah.
So... This could be a beautiful story about someone giving someone a second chance.
Yeah, redemption. Yeah. No, I agree.
Or it could just burn up and he could fuck it up.
I'm still waiting on that. I'm here, Zach. Actually, I could not handle him. I would relentlessly bully him. I can just tell you that now if I was with him. I kind of just want to see what he looks like naked and then move on.
Okay, it's time. You haven't done this. You said you needed more time. I'm putting you to...
Oh, let's do Dick Patrol.
To the Blarney... I'm holding you to the Blarney Stone.
I'm going to kiss the Blarney Stone.
Y'all, it's time for Dick Patrol.
Welcome to Dick Patrol.
Whoop, 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 whoop. What?
The opinions received here are only those of Poodle.
Why have we never done a dick patrol siren?
I don't know.
That's what we're doing from now
it's
on.
It's dick patrol, y'all. Round them up. Round up the dicks. So who we got? We got Zach. We've got Paul. We've got Kwame. We've got Brett. We've got Marshall.
Marshall.
Let's
start off at...
We start off with the smallest or...
Smallest. Doesn't mean they're not good in bed.
Paul. It's pretty, though.
You say Paul. Okay. I could see it being a long and skinny one. But why do you say a smaller one?
It's a weird kind of nice guy politeness, but he has a little bit of straight boy confidence. And that those two things go together that says medium to fair dick.
Ah, okay. Do you think it's like a good boyfriend dick? Or even not little lacking?
It'll be fine for Micah. She's not used to being satisfied. From the guys she dates.
Okay. So, and by the way, too, we're not going to put this on, but we do. Poodle made a flow chart that will be posted to our social media. You've all come in ahead.
Kind of an idea. It's the way I had to explain things to myself because I would forget who people were.
Yeah, it's too late now because this is all. But but still, if you want to see, so Paul is on the lower dick tier.
Yeah.
Who's next?
And to be clear, I don't think everyone is small. I don't think Paul is super small.
No, it's just there's some people on this show that we'll get to that have humongous dicks.
Yeah. Second, I think, is Marshall in that spot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not huge. It is nice.
I think he probably has good boyfriend dick.
I agree.
I think he probably makes love very well.
I agree. I think Zach is right there after that. Mm. Zach seems to me it would be bigger for a white guy.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like Zach could have, just based off his leg and trunk size that I've seen,
yes,
could be a girth attack.
I would agree.
Maybe.
Girth shake.
Yeah, like a veenie weenie, like my dad used to say, but it had some girth to it.
Yeah. I can see that.
I just want to remind everybody that you paid for this.
Instead of that cup of coffee at a nice place. Then... the next two,
who do we have left?
This was a little bit of a crisis for me. We've got Kwame and Brett. I'm gonna go Kwame next, and then Brett the biggest.
All right. Well, Brett, we have the evidence.
That's true.
We had that
was
raging it was, huge erection.
It was
in
a
his
bit.
Underwear.
It was a bit of, and I think Kwame might. I don't know if it's bigger than Brett's, but Brett has the superior penis for what he can do with it. I just know that penis is beautiful.
And have we seen the way that man kisses?
Yes.
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 So that is your, those are the standings.
And that has been your dick patrol.
Dick patrol. May change. We'll see what
it
happens.
It could change.
Yeah.
These opinions are up to a change of the flight of fancy of Poodle Boudreaux.
Yes, I'll do what I want.
Maybe that's the title of your first memoir.
I'll do what Poodle. I want.
I'll do what I want.
Exactly. I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want. So
so let's jump into actual kind of couplage.
I was going to say anything else about...
I don't think so. They basically ended up just saying, you know, Zach said, I didn't have plan on winning you over here.
And she's like, she says basically, we'll see if it'll be a next time.
She's not letting, her words are saying, we'll see, but everything else is saying, love me.
Her body says, I saw you and you're my type and I'm desperately trying to reconcile you kind of rejecting me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not in a Darcy way of I'm desperate and I want to be with a man. It's much more in a how do I not acknowledge that I have deep feelings for you?
I think he's okay with it too.
It's kind of riveting, to be honest.
I never thought I'd start to enjoy Zach. I did not think that. And it hit me somewhere this episode and the next episode.
She could be your Raven. I did not think I was going to enjoy Raven. And by the end of the last season, I loved her. Remember?
Yeah.
I was kind of the same. So it happened. That is love is blind. It flips you.
Kwame and Chelsea, let's start with them.
All right. He's sitting there. He's like, 3 weeks ago, I was in my boxers playing Xbox, and now I'm here.
I'm full on adulting. Don't know if that's your best argument.
No.
And the thing about one of the reasons I feel like I'm worried for this match, and I think it's just the way Chelsea expresses affection. She is always dropping things that sound extremely sincere in the moment, and it's not Kwame's way of communicating.
No, that's true.
And like that's when he calls it, oh, you're always doing those Lifetime, home is where I'm with you. He's like, oh, you're doing those like Lifetime quotes. And I think, like, to me, I don't like it when people say that kind of stuff to me because I wonder about the sincerity of it. I think she's being sincere.
No, before, I don't think I would, now I would wonder about it, but before, I loved it when people said that. I totally believed it. I was sincere.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sucker.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I came out of the womb going, wah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're unzipping your, are you uncomfortable now? Are you hot?
I'm fine.
Do you need to go get your shawl?
Don't tell me what I do.
Oh, God. So, y'all, there's a lot of them talking about cleaning duties, all this kind of stuff.
And like,
loading the dishwasher. Dishes,
blah, blah. And I want to say to them both, children, you have much bigger problems than this.
Much bigger problems. They end up going to see her place, and her place is cute, and Kwame's like, there's a lot of pink. A
lot of pink.
And she
there
says,
is word art there.
Not a lot.
It's not awful.
But she says, well, after I broke up with my ex, I got this apartment, and he was very controlling about how I decorated.
Yeah.
And this apartment's been a really healing space for me. And Kwame says, I'm cool with that.
He was like, I guess I'll shut up about the pink.
What do I say? I guess we're going to have pink in our apartment. Y'all, there is a lot of pink.
And do I think that is a lovely
pink
thing? Yes. I think Chelsea's a pretty reasonable person.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could, even if he said, when you say things like that, I call bullshit. There's a part of me that calls bullshit, and I think if he said that to her, instead of making a comment about it, it could have went better for him. Because I think she's extremely reasonable, but you can't be sarcastic with her, and you can't be flip.
You can't be flip, but I also think that reason is her Achilles heel. I think that's what's going to, because she will use logic to explain anything.
Oof.
And actually, Kwame is all emotion. He doesn't want to admit that, but everything is inside him is emotional.
He doesn't like to show it, though. So she basically says, Chelsea says, she's like, I spend a lot of lonely nights. I constantly FaceTime my friends when I eat dinner.
I get annoyed when people FaceTime me and they're eating.
I don't want anyone to watch me eat.
I don't want to FaceTime and watch me eat.
We have talked about that. I don't want to be on camera eating.
No,
or
so even
or
when I'm
film
on Zoom,
eating?
I'm watching myself eat. I don't enjoy it.
No, no. I'm the same way. I would rather never be filmed. I'd rather people think I don't eat and that I don't poop. Because I will never be filmed doing either.
Well,
ever.
I don't know.
Except for that one time in Taiwan. The money was too good, y'all.
And I'll let you guess, it wasn't
eaten. And I was told it would only be distributed in Greenland.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was not eating. So that, I wrote a yikes after that because I'm worried that the motivation to find someone was so there would be, one of the highest motivations was so there'd be no more loneliness.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is one of the motivations, but it seems really high up on her list.
It does. It made me think, I actually like to eat and just eat in silence. And
I did write down too, God, I am very worried if he breaks her heart.
She'll be okay, but I'm worried for that too.
Didn't go good.
Didn't go. So do you want to? Well, no, they don't.
There's more, isn't there?
Yeah, there's more.
No, that's it. No, is it?
Is there not more?
That's it for them.
No. They are changing. They're getting ready to meet the parents. That's
where
the end
is
of
that?
The end of the episode, very last of the episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember he's like walking around. Basically, they're getting ready to meet her dad.
I thought that was the next episode.
No, and he says they're walking around, and he kind of says, "I feel like your anxiety is becoming my anxiety." Remember, because that's how the episode ended. The doorbell rang, and Dad was there, and then we moved on to the next episode.
How did I not write this down?
It was there. Were you getting banged then?
Oh, you're right. Never mind. You're exactly right. I put this in a different place.
That's
Thank
fine.
You. Thank you.
So,
I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
When she says, he says, "Your anxiety is becoming my anxiety," she says, "Welcome to marriage." I think that's true.
I think
you're going to share that.
Yeah, I think you do share those. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song "The Scientist" about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, "Can't Help Myself"?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Thanks. I agree. Now, do you have to take that on, and is that your responsibility?
Yeah.
Now, is it your responsibility to eat or to ease or fix someone else's
no.
your partner's anxiety? It's not.
But you're going to naturally
but
do
I
it.
Do think as a partner, when you choose to marry someone especially, it is part of, I want to be there for you in your
right.
in your anxieties.
Agree.
So Chelsea says, I didn't share too many details with my dad. And Kwame even says, like, what's his name? She's like, Charlie. And Charlie says, oh, the same day as my, same name as my dad.
They're like, oh my God, we're the same person.
But that's very poetic because you see, like, probably his dad isn't going to have a good time with this.
No.
And
we do hear from his mom later on.
Yes. Too. And so do you think it's helpful? I was in watching this. If you know Kwame, who is, he has said, couldn't meet his other ex's family or go to prom because they were white and he was black.
Yes.
So this is already triggering for him and like something he's been through before. This is the guy who almost used another name, his other name, because he didn't want to like kind of lead in the pod with a black name.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Chelsea did anything bad, but more of like, she really kind of I feel like she does kind of just, she keeps it very real, but she's like, yeah, he doesn't really know much. Don't know how this is going to be. It almost like she doesn't make him feel better at all about meeting
him.
It
felt producer initiated to me. Making it bigger.
Because he was, I just was kind of like, maybe it's better for you to just to say, talk about your relationship with your dad. Like, my dad's relationship, we have this and this and that.
Yeah.
Not what he's going to say or what he's going to do about you.
100% agree with you. It felt to me that they told her to put the fear into him here because it felt out of her character.
It did. It felt out of her character, and it just felt like you're setting him up to fail.
Because she is much more affirmative with him than he normally is with her.
Yeah.
And that's why that it felt producer initiated.
Although he did say, but maybe it's just parts of Chelsea we haven't seen, because she said, Kwame said, just tell your truth. And the more you calm down, the more I'll be calm. And Kwame said, she's like, oh, that's a good Kwame lecture.
Kwame lecture.
And Kwame follows that with, well, you give lectures way more. And yeah, the way he said it was he didn't like it.
This got nasty real quick from both of them.
Yeah. And then where you see like, and then Kwame says again, but I'm the one that has to do the impressing. And Chelsea says, no, we're both doing, I would argue that, yeah, you have to do the impressing, but the person that has to deal with the collateral damage is the person.
Yeah.
Mother Poodle's not going to be mad at the guy that you bring home who has big earrings and the things that droop down in his ears and has his eyebrow pierced.
No.
She's going to be nice as pie to him. But when that guy named Jayton who leaves, she's going to say, God, Chamber, what the hell are you thinking? And you're going to hear it.
That's true.
What are that things in his ears? And Father Poodle's going to say,
who is that?
Friend. He can't get a job like that with his ears, friend. What's he going to do for work, friend?
Friend, maybe I'll get one of those neck tattoos, friend.
What's he going to do with that neck tattoo, friend? Jaybird, I can't even take him to church. What am I supposed to? What's your? Oh, God. Your Aunt Jane was right. She's going to love this, Jaybird.
What's Aunt Jane going to say?
But so seriously, I think this both, it's like they both. So I can see where you're saying it's producer initiative, or maybe we just haven't been shown that they both kind of aren't meeting the other person.
Yeah, maybe.
It felt like that.
Maybe she's getting a really good edit.
Yeah.
True.
Again, Exhibit A, Shane.
Y'all, as we said on our Perfect Match by Curious, we still don't know how those producers pulled the rabbit out of that hat to give Shane a really good edit.
We do not know.
Because he's a mess on a Perfect Match.
And that Back Curious just aired actually on Wednesday. You can listen
I
to
will
that.
Say, or I third, don't really yeah. feel like we fucked up, because it was a consensus for everyone who watched season that out of the pods, Shane became a more considerate, easier person. But they only got him at the best time. Natalie has gone on the record to say that.
I wonder if she'll talk. She has a podcast now, Love is Blind Podcast. It's called Out of the Pods with her and Deep D. So good luck to them. I don't know if it's
We wish them the best.
I don't think it's a Netflix pod.
No.
I like Natalie. I really like Natalie.
I like Natalie. I don't want to deal with Deep D.
I don't dislike her. I know. She just is thirsty.
I know.
If they wanted us to be on the show, I'd do it.
Of course.
Would you have them on our show?
Micah and Paul. My show. Our show. So they're just kind of talking, and they're kind of sitting down talking about.
That haircut did him well.
It really did.
He looks so much better.
I also like him with a little bit more hair on his face.
Yes.
Yeah. He gets cuter to me, and actually, I will say, he gets a lot cuter when he wears glasses. Oh, I loved his glasses cuter, look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He still looks like a early 20s to me.
He looks so young.
Yeah. I think she's going to eat his lunch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that he would try to like think he has any hand in the relationship, I think.
No control at all.
Yeah. So they're talking about Arena, And he's like, so Arena has an attraction to you. And Paul's like, well, at the pool party, she was kind of handsy. Basically, she tried to jerk me off. She didn't say that.
Now, we didn't see this, right? Because Micah says, before we got on the plane, Arena came up to me to let me know that she has an attraction to you. We did not see that.
I don't remember it. She did do a talking head about it.
But we did not see that interaction. Kind of a fail of production, but also it sounds like she did it when there wasn't production around. Yeah. So that's why Micah is bringing this up. And at first I thought Micah was going to blame, because Micah says, was there more that went on that I don't know about? And I went, are you seriously going to blame him for this?
Well, she didn't.
She didn't.
But then she said, if there's no attraction, then this is between her and me. And and they were talking about, they both feel bad for Zach, and they both realize that Zach was a punching bag made by Irina. This is the first kind of cracks between Micah. It's been cracks before. The crevasse has been enlarged. That sounds sexual, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, well.
That's what they called you in college.
There goes the crevasse.
Hi, boy.
You never come back, boys.
Woo. Oh.
Spelunk me. Wow.
Wow.
Someone.
Spelunk me.
Someone sent me it was DocuSweeties when we were talking about getting fucked and converting to Islam.
Oh, wow. I'll send it to you.
And I was sick, but always toward Mecca. She's like, you're going straight to jail.
Are they doing Love is Blind?
I don't know.
We should ask them. I mean, it's technically like a kind of a docuseries.
Yeah.
We love them.
So,
I can't get comfortable today. Am I you?
Paul keeps saying, I feel very secure in our relationship. And Micah gives it the curse by saying, I don't think there's anything that would break us. And then he says, Paul's like, what do you want to do tonight? And Micah's like, I think the answer is obvious. I got to use that line.
You have.
Honestly, he would say, what do you want to...
You wouldn't even let him get it out. You just
I would have pounced upon
across
him.
Across the bar, yes. And just shoved your ass in his face.
I would have leapt upon him like Predator.
like peanut butter coming out of a factory spout in a jar. Just suctioned onto his lips.
I would have already devoured him. Their next section, he's bringing her morning coffee, and he says that waking up to Micah is great because this is the morning after when both of them
they've bunked. Now they seem to be flirty and touchy, and she even seems way more excited to see him.
That's why I was telling you before that it came to me. I'm like, because there aren't women to compete
with. You're 100% right.
She's a lot more relaxed, and she can actually kind of see what's around her. And
I'm going to say something I didn't think I was going to say.
Yeah.
They could work.
I actually agree with you.
He said that I like that she does. He literally said, didn't know a lot of people like this, but he literally said, I love that we don't have deep conversations. He said that. He basically said he liked that she's a little more surface, and she probably loves that, like, because she's not dumb at all.
No.
But I don't think she wants to deal with
She's actually very intelligent.
Very intelligent. But y'all, she's never going to have to set up a modem again.
Nope.
She's household stuff. She's never going to have to worry probably about, like, he probably does a lot of that.
I think they could work. I don't think that it'll last for very long. I don't think it's built on a lot.
It's interesting. You notice that in episode 7.
Yeah.
Like when they talk about what they like about one another. Yeah.
Trust me, y'all. We meet his mother in episode 7, and
it all makes sense.
A lot is explained.
A lot is explained and makes sense.
Yeah.
So for right now, she said she feels great about the physical connection.
Last night you were moaning.
Yeah.
Got a bit of tape on your mouth. Ooh, I'm like, girl. Give me some secrets.
She's going to meet with Arena tonight. She's nervous about it. And Paul's going to go see Zach.
And I think was that it for them?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about their conversation or no?
Their conversation.
Arena and Arena, you want to talk about
that? I guess we could do that. We could actually do Paul and Zach and Arena and same time.
I like that.
Let's do Paul and Zach.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll talk about Tiffany and
I'd
Brett.
Like to do Paul and
Tiffany
Zach.
Tiffany and Brett.
So Zach says, so what is it about Micah that you love? This was really interesting. He says, well, I think it's her perspective. Life is chaos, and we have to make the best of what we're dealt.
And she's not over-analytic.
Yeah.
Meaning, y'all, she doesn't think too much.
And I will say that can be very liberating.
To someone who's always in their head.
I don't know if it lasts, but who am I to criticize?
I don't know. It depends. Yeah. He also says, like, she asked me, like, I leave the room, she comes back, and she'll ask me, did you miss me?
Yeah, she needs information.
I'm like, whoop, whoop, alert, alert. And he's like, I like that. I like that, you know, that she needs this.
I hate that.
Yeah, we're aware. We're aware.
When someone said, I'm like, no, I enjoyed that time by myself. Didn't have your manic energy in here.
Wow.
So they talked about, then Zach basically says, they talk about Bliss and then the chemistry they had when they were in person. She's the total package. And Zach even says, if you want marriage, you're going to have to pick someone. And this is such a... The way Zach thinks is very...
You see why they're friends.
Non-human.
Well, you see why they're friends. They're both actually super
over-analytical.
Because what he said actually, it's a smart... When he said it, I went, huh, that's actually not a bad point.
And he says, what is the cost? He's thinking of opportunity cost. What is the cost of continually waiting for the next person or continually trading? We're trying to trade up.
Because it's, you know, I've heard that, I don't even remember where I read this. It was NPR or something years ago. But it was just an article talking about how, like, companion happiness, is it sometimes people that are from smaller towns that have a smaller pool of people that kind of have to just, and this is what online dating has changed.
Yeah.
Is yes, people might have just settled, but at the same time, they weren't overwhelmed with choices and didn't feel like the grass was always greener.
I've read the same things. Yeah.
They're like, I'm happy where I am. I'm happy. This is who I chose, and I'm going to be happy with that.
Online dating has given us too big of a sample
so
to make choices.
Maybe you should do that. The next guy you date, you
move to a small town.
You're just happy that he's that guy, and you don't need to be with anybody else, Poodle. You just say, this is it.
I've been reevaluating, and I've said this on one podcast, what we think we want and what we need is a big difference.
That I've been reevaluating
and
a lot of last year.
What we need, it's kind of like when Tiffany said, I would never dated a man without a college degree. And then she thought, she met Brett, and she's like, maybe that's limiting.
I would have said that.
Yeah.
I probably would have said, if someone said, oh, I didn't go to college, I would go, I'm not going to go on a date with you.
I think it would have taken me some more time. We would need to be on par with each other intellectually, because some people are just smart without going to college.
Yeah,
you know, I know someone who did not go to college, and I guarantee you he's read three times as many books as I have.
College is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Also,
reality gays against college since the year 2000.
If he had a big dick, you would see it out more too.
Yeah,
but no, that's
I'm no. But Lori's gonna say, y'all don't. I'm not telling anyone not to go to college. I spent a long time in higher education.
It's not for everyone.
Yeah,
but it is for some.
Yeah, it was definitely for me.
Shout out to our sissy moms out there and dads, because I have my goddaughter. Y'all, we get it. If your child is waiting for those letters to get into college right now, you're stressed right now. So we're sending you the love. Keep going.
And hoping that safety school is still golden.
Oh, boy.
I just want to say one thing, last thing. Zach said, I want someone on my side who's going to help me change the world. Yeah, I fell from a little bit there. Brett and Tiffany. Actually, sorry, Micah and Arena.
Micah and Arena. Okay.
Hi, you crazy bitch.
Hey. How was Mexico? Wasn't it great? I had so much fun. You look great.
How's wedding planning?
It's great.
And like, y'all, she starts, Micah just starts in. So it's hard for me to like wrap my head around the fact that you were my friend and you were going behind my back and flirting with my fiance.
Arena doesn't miss a beat.
No.
She just keeps sipping on a drink and she's like, she says it like Micah said, hey, were we going to meet at Burger King? Because I went to Burger King first and I didn't know we were coming here to Wendy's.
She has zero regrets.
It's like she just went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like it's completely just like not at all that she threw herself at her fiance. Yeah.
And she even says, how do you think it makes me feel to hear him say that you were being touchy-feely with him in the pool?
Arena says, you know, I really appreciate you saying that. I'm like, what do you mean you appreciate it?
Then Micah drops the gauntlet down. And I wrote this down. This is verbatim. I was your lifeline to these girls. You had no one to talk to but me. I stuck up for you. That, and I said, that's my bitch. She's a good person. I never left your side.
It wasn't that dramatic. It was way more like this. So like, I was here like lifeline.
I agree.
I was like the person like that put like these like, girls like, in like.
But that was the message.
That was, but it's interesting though how people aren't registering messages when people don't know how to use intonation.
Yeah. Everything is here and it's just right here.
She like, and then she said, how do you think that makes me feel when I was the one that stuck up for you?
But just, this is, y'all, this is what, this is Micah. When she needs to cut down to brass tacks, she does. She literally says, I was your lifeline. You had no one to talk to. No one liked you but me.
She was like, she even kind of gave, she was like, was I the big fool? Was this a misunderstanding?
Oh, well played.
Well played.
Well played. I don't necessarily like her. I do respect Micah.
Oh, she is perfect match.
I know.
Great on that show. And so Arena's like, well, I really appreciate that. And she was like, well, I was more attractive. And
I feel so icky.
And Micah said like, should I question something? It made me feel so caught off guard. She's like, I don't want, she's like, but I don't want to have a friend that's giving me doubt. And then she kind of says, Arena's trying to talk and she says, you know, it doesn't really matter because I could literally give a fuck because he's not interested. And you see Arena.
Oh, the eyes.
That's the only time she cracked.
Y'all, there was a moment with her eyes where she kind of went, it's like someone slapped her in the face.
Yes.
It was, I gasped.
It was great.
And when she said, because I know he's not interested. And Arena went,
yeah. She almost like looked at the camera.
Yes, it was like went to the side. Like,
yes.
Did she just say that?
And so Mike is like, you know, it's our friendship. And Arena says, well, you know, I know he would never make a move. And Mike is like, yeah, he wouldn't.
Did you hear her say, well, like, does Paul want to sit down with me or anything? Like, does Paul want to see me? And she's like, no.
No.
I will say this. I love the way she just set this bitch in line.
Oh, it was. She did it in a nice way, but I guarantee you, Micah will never hang out with her again as
absolutely
long as
not.
She's with Paul.
Y'all, this took this kind of behavior from a woman takes years and years to hone in. This is checking friend after friend after friend till you are HBIC of any friend group you're in, and they all want to be, and they all want to hold you up and carry you on their shoulders. And that's
sorry, you never got there. I know you wanted that.
I did. Honestly, if I was a woman, I'd be Micah. I would not have to be. If I looked like her, I probably wouldn't have to work that hard in my life.
It's almost like Tina Fey wrote their script.
Yes.
It was just classic.
Classless. Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of how it ends. You know, because that's the way Love is Blind. It isn't.
I was aghast.
Shall we talk about
Tiffany and Brett. Oh! Well, here's one thing I need to say. You know, they don't got problems. It's fine. The thing about it is, he's shirtless, and they're talking about water. Ooh. Water on the floor, and she's like, my attention's on you, and he's like, I'm very happy here. They're meeting her friends, Jennifer and Christy.
Okay. Jennifer, Christy, and then Bree or Bray.
I didn't even see that person.
Yeah.
But y'all, these friends are literally gooshing themselves over Brett. Well done.
They are, but at the same time, but it's also because Brett says, well, out of everyone in the pod, I feel like she wanted me to be the best version of myself.
No, he's killing it.
But it's not from a cheesy place. He's an authentic place. Now, he's from an authentic place. Now, he said she did take a nap, and we find out that, y'all, Tiffany falls asleep everywhere.
Yes.
That's what she's known for. Even one, what did she say, her sleepy Cinderella? She put in her phone or something like that. So she said,
"And
don't take it personal if she falls asleep on you. It's happened to all of us."
And, y'all, she had had a bunch to drink, too.
Probably.
That's all I've got about them.
He said this beautiful line. He said, when the doors opened, he said, it's like I had tunnel vision. I didn't see anything except for her. And he said, and I went, this girl is gorgeous. How could someone who's so gorgeous on the inside be so gorgeous on the outside?
No, it was really sweet. Yeah, they're going to be fine. If they're not fine, I'm going to kill a bitch.
Brett makes me want to believe in love again. And if this doesn't work out, then no.
Why don't you hold your horses on that? Jackie and Marshall, just a little bit. Lava lamp.
Yes, she wants to bring her lava lamp. Marshall says, I told my parents and my family.
They're thrilled.
And they were on the moon. Jackie says, I told my parents and they were shocked. And Marshall said, do you think they will meet me? Jackie's like, I think so.
The amount of details that maybe Marshall knows more, but the amount of details that are being withheld from
us, the audience,
is extreme, and it gives me a lot of anxiety.
My gut says, and this is going off next episode too, but she's going to get cold feet.
I'm worried
she's
about that.
No.
Then
if she gets there,
I don't know if we'll get there. Y'all, then she said, you know, my dad's great, but my mom's ... like me.
And we know that she said her mom was really strict on her.
Yeah.
Cut to the next morning. He's making pancakes for her. And look, he made pancakes homemade. He made a compote.
Bitch made a compote.
And then what kind of syrup did he use, Poodle?
I am so glad you said something.
What kind?
I was incensed. This is some bargain basement fucking Revco syrup that you from Ralph's. You sullied your pancakes with garbage syrup. No maple syrup. You got to put maple syrup on this. If you spend all that time, when you taste horrible, terrible pancake syrup and you taste maple syrup, you'll go, I'm going to get blowback from this. People will say, love pancake syrup for life. Your palate's crap. Sorry. Once you stick with maple syrup, you can't go back.
I know it's way more expensive.
I don't care.
But you can't.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
You kind of can't go back on it.
There is no gray area here. There's maple syrup and chemicals. That's it. How about breakfast? Would you like maple syrup or chemicals on your pancakes?
If you work at the Mrs. Butterworth factory, we're sorry.
I'm not backing down on this.
If you work for Hungry Jack, we're sorry.
Yeah. No, this is, you were upset by it too, I see.
I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't have maple syrup.
We actually had honey. We had people who made honey with bees and sometimes, but my mother thought pancake syrup was awful. So she bought it and would only let us have a little bit.
But we could get a little bit. And then they started making like the sugar-free kind, which is terrible.
Awful.
But my mother bought that.
Chemicals.
She made us drink that.
Chemicals.
It literally is just, it even tastes like chemicals.
Awful.
All right, I knew you needed to get that. So he makes, but she says.
Y'all, he had powdered sugar and everything.
I know, and she said, I sat down and he had already made a plate for me. I've never had that.
I think this is going to be some of the same Zach issues where she doesn't think she's going to start to believe she's not good enough for him.
You have to be taught how to receive love.
You have to be carefully taught.
That is the main job of your caregiver, your parents. What literally they teach you, they model how to receive love. And now I'm talking about their relationship, but like a parent giving you love.
Yeah.
And if her mother and father were so strict on her, maybe they weren't very loving
or affirming at all. Yeah.
I think. Well, I'm more.
It's like when I said, "I love
episode.
You, Mom." Caught Jaybird. What do you want?
Oh, I know your mother. She didn't do that.
No, she didn't.
I bet she went. I love you too. Wish she'd say that a little bit more. Sometimes I wonder. Now that she would say.
I will say. I was told that I was loved as a child.
You told me your mother never shut up from telling you that she loved you.
But it was
you.
The other way. It's like, do you love me? She had to ask. She needed she needed affirmation that I loved her.
She was like a Micah. You walk out of the room. You still love me, Jaybird?
Do you love me more than you came in the room?
You'll love me more than
muffin. You'll never know how much I love you, Jaybird. I kill for you.
My mother told me that. I even said to my mom, I said, but what if I actually killed someone? Like, it was my fault, Mom. Like, I did it. She said, I'm getting you to Mexico. You're not going in there, honey. And then she followed that up with, that's a mother's love.
Wow.
That's the show.
That's the show.
Y'all.
So if y'all, if Manny's ever gone.
If I take a month-long trip to Mexico or just an unspecified place, I did some bad, y'all.
Yes.
Did some bad. All right, everybody. That's the show. You know the deal. Go to realitygates.com. That's where you can find all of our stuff. Thank you for joining on our Reality Gates Plus and listening.
Welcome.
Welcome. You're going to get classless. That's our old classic episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. And if you're new
to us, though.
You did the Bicurious that comes out once a month. That is on a $5 tier.
Yes.
So you're getting that as well.
And you're getting usually all the quick binges we do are on the $5 level, Classless and the Bicurious, monthly Bicurious episode.
You can listen to old
Perfect
episodes
match.
Of Bling Empire if you want. It's all in there in Reality Gates Plus. So.
Sexy Beasts. Sexy Beasts, anyone?
Yeah.
I think we did Selling Sunset on the $5
Selling Sunset
level.
To $5 tier show. Yeah. So you can do that as well, y'all. All right, y'all. Oh, we're going to jump into episode 7. But until then, we want you to remember, what's the ultimate question in life, Poodle?
Don't fucking use pancake syrup.
But after that, ask yourself,
is love blind?
Love is blind.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.